Hey gang, welcome to another episode of Sprinkles with a Z at the end. Here to help you find your new next favorite TV show, movie, and podcast. Today we have really two powerhouses. We're going to be talking about Netflix original Sense8, and that's S-E-N-S-E, and then the numeral 8. And then an unbelievably powerfully it's that kind of show. I am so ridiculous. Anyway, this show, it's ABC's American Crime, and it is absolutely one of the best network shows on TV right now. I am really shocked that so many people have not heard of the show or have never watched it, because it's really just that amazing. And then we'll wrap up the show with a taste. So first off is a very creative, unusual, beautiful show. And it's Sense8. Again, it's S-E-N-S-E, you know, number 8. And then it's not spelled out. It's just the number 8. Sense8. And it is created by the Wachowskis, which is Lily and Lana. They were the ones that originally brought you the Matrix trilogy. And along with the other creator is J. Michael Straczynski. And this show is definitely, it has some fantasy elements in it. But it's kind of it's a major part of the story, but it's kind of a minor. It doesn't really feel like a fantasy. It's not like Lord of the Rings or something like that. It's, The premise of it is so unique, and I really don't want to give too much away about the plot, but I do have to say a lot about the kind of characters they have, and just kind of the overarching theme of the show, which is so unique. It's so different, I really feel that this is a new type of show. And the other show that I think that came on after this that's also a Netflix show is The OA, which is O period A period The OA. It's such a different show. Like, when I first started watching it, I was like, what is this? You know, and so it took me several, in fact, with The OA, it took me like 5 episodes, but I think with Sense8, it took me like two episodes to kind of get the gist of what's going on and then to love it and to fall in love with characters. The great thing about Sense8 is the diversity of characters and actors and actresses they have. So as far as characters go, there's a transgendered character, there are several gay and lesbian characters, there are characters from Africa, Asia, South America, Iceland, India. It literally spans the globe. I mean, there's 8 main characters. And the basic premise is, get this, is love. Like, that's the whole message of the show. It's like love and acceptance. And the funny thing is that this is like an action show. So there's always just like bam, 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 action, 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 in your face, action, action, action. But it's not gory. It's not like Game of Thrones gory. There's a lot of fighting and kind of like martial arts maneuvers and what have yous. But it's not like a lot of blood. It's not like people's limbs being hacked off. It's you know, there's violence, but it's kind of like 1980s, like the A-Team violence. If you watch that show, you know, it's kind of like, it's not gross. I mean, you understand that there's some fighting going on, but it's not gross. And usually, like, the good people win out. I mean, there's definitely always, you know, trials and tribulations they go through and loss. And but the way they interact with each other and love each other and the whole premise of, like, good, it's something missing in a lot of shows. Like, this show is entertaining, but the premise of the show is not entertainment, if you understand what I'm saying. And if you watch the show, you'll get it really quickly. I guess 2 caveats, just, you know, for watchers, just to be aware of. If, you know, if you have trouble with violence, again, there is lots and lots of fighting all the time in the show, because it is an action show, even though it's heavy on the plot and relationships, and again, the love part. But it's a lot of fighting. But there's also like adventure, you know, and it's kind of, it's like a thriller too, in addition to the action. But then there's also a lot of nudity. So if, you know, so I wouldn't definitely not recommend it for children. Although minus the nudity, it would be, well, and the fighting, I guess I just realized that, yeah. So not for kids. But as far as like adults, I would say it's with the nudity, it's probably rated R. But it would be PG-13 except for the nudity. So beware. Buyer beware. But this is really, it is, again, it is such a new inventive type of show. I've never seen anything like it before. There are two seasons. Both are on Netflix. There's season one, and then there's like a Christmas special, and then there's season two, and then there's going to be a 2-hour season finale in 2018. Apparently that they're working on now. So I'm super excited for that. Put this on your queue. Give it 2 or 3 episodes. Again, this is going to be different. You're going to start off thinking, you know, you're thinking, oh, I know what kind of show this is. But then, you know, as you go on, you're like, oh, no, this is something very different. But I think you'll like it. Okay, so next up is another fabulous TV show called American Crime, and it's on ABC. And right now there are 3 seasons on Netflix. And American Crime, the most fascinating thing about American Crime is that they use a lot of the same actors and actresses in each season, but each season is a completely different story set in a completely different place with completely different characters. So the amazing thing is you get to see these actors and actresses like Felicity Huffman, Timothy Hutton, Regina King, all play completely different types of characters. And if you watch them like back to back, and if you are streaming them, which is how I prefer to watch my shows, so you can kind of binge watch them, you'll much more quickly get to, you know, through season one and then through season two, and you'll get to see, you know, how these actors, you know, are playing it, you know, how versatile they are. And that's remarkable in and of itself, but the stories are very social justice oriented. Like the first season is has a lot to do about with race and drugs and a lot of different, you know, different social issues there. The second season was about sexual assault in a high school, and then the third season, which I just started watching, is about immigration and the issues around that. So they are confronting very, you know, up-to-date modern social issues that we as a society are dealing with, and they do it in a very inventive sort of way. Now, this show is very upsetting, and a lot of times, just to give you a heads up, they leave things ambiguous in some regards. So, if you're one of those kinds of people, which is most of us, that likes to wrap it all up and understand every little thing about a show, you know, when the show ends, this is maybe not your show. And usually I am that kind of person. I like to understand. I don't like there to be any ambiguity. But I think because these are real life issues, real life issues. These are real life issues. I think that they also wanted to, they intentionally didn't want it to be so black and white and here's your conclusion, when in real life it's very rarely like that. Especially when dealing with all the sorts of issues that they're talking about. And not only is the third season about immigration, it's also about like sex work and human trafficking. So very timely issues, amazing cast. Highly recommend this show. This is something that you should follow up with a sitcom afterwards before bed, because every episode is heavy. It's sad. It's, you know, it's infuriating. Infuriate. I think I added too many rurriers in the middle of that. It's infuriating. There you go. Infuriating. It is so well done, though. I mean, to be so impactful, it has to be so well done, and it is. So again, American Crime, ABC. It's on Netflix. Enjoy. And now for the So this is actually one of those tasty treat sensations that I was going to hold off until like a flashback or a rewind episode where I talk about like things from the past that I still love and recommend to watch that are now on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime. But I can't hold it back. I have to talk about it now. I can't wait until like the 1980s episode of Sprinkles. I have to do it. So one of the most devastating things that happened to me as far as like food, like And what I mean to say about that is, you have your food products that you love, and then like companies go out of business or restaurants close, and you can never have them again. So the most like upsetting thing as far as that's concerned that has ever happened to me is when Hostess, the company that brings you Twinkies, closed down and went bankrupt. And I was watching it on the news, I was like, someone is going to buy this company. Someone is going to save them and bring them back from the brink of destruction. And then it didn't happen. And I was like, I kind of lost faith in humanity just for a little while. And but then luckily, by the grace of all that is good, someone did buy it and brought it back. And now Twinkies and what have yous are back at like Kroger and convenience stores and what have you. So the thing that brings me the most joy out of the, well, one of the things that brings me the most joy out of the Hostess product line is RR, depending on if you buy more than one, which on a rough day, I might be known to buy more than one, are the Hostess cherry pies. They still make the pies. They don't have as many flavors as they used to. I think now they have the apple and the cherry. They used to have peach, which was delicious. I have not seen the peach. I think they have lemon still. I'm not a big lemon fan, but I am going to say that the cherry pies are like little pieces of nirvana. Like you eat them and you're like, wow, I can't believe anything tastes this good. But it tastes that good. It's amazing. It's like back in the day when I used to go to Baskin Robbins, like back in the day when it was at like Bachelor Manor Mall, which doesn't even exist anymore. They used to have this ice cream, which was like raspberry chocolate truffle. And every time I ordered it, it was my favorite ice cream. And I would order it on a sugar cone because of all the cones back in the 80s and the 90s, before waffle cones, you would get a sugar cone. But they would never have it. Or they would have the sugar cones and they would be out of the chocolate raspberry truffle ice cream. Like you couldn't have both because like the universe is like, this is too much of a good thing. It's like the universe will end if you have this combination. So part of me felt like the universe was saying, this fruit pie is so good, you can't have it because it takes you to another plane of existence and you may never return to yours or something like that. But apparently I was wrong, and the universe was gracious enough to allow Hostess to continue in existence. And so get them, love them. So, gang, that is the show for today. Grateful that you listened to another episode. Shout out to all my fans out there who now I'm going to call sprinklers. Hey, sprinklers. That's what I'm going to call you from now on. I hope you don't mind. And also, I have to give a shout out to I have some Japanese listeners, and so I'm so grateful to you guys and give a shout out to Japan. Yay! Anyway, so thanks so much for listening. Put those two shows, American Crime and Sense8, on your list for Netflix. Watch them, love them, get some cherry Hostess pies, and I'll see you next time.
A river dare, 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 dare.